So this morning, I have a Qigong, medical Qigong patient coming in, which is super exciting. I love doing medical Qigong. It's the funky monkey, older, I guess you could kind of say mystical side of the medicine that we do. It's more abstract. So I get to embrace that kind of abstract, you know, archetypes and the unconscious and the subconscious and that kind of, we get to go to that place for a little while, which is nice. So I think it's helpful for people to know that this thing even exists, because I didn't until I started learning it and doing it. So my cousin was training and practicing with some martial arts people, some Qigong people, and started studying a little bit more of the, you know, the medical side, the science side, and some of the traditional aspects of those traditions, which I thought was super cool. Every time he would tell me stories about it, I'd be like, there's no way this mystical stuff that you're talking about is actually real, and I need to know everything about it. I need to be a part of it. I just thought it was so cool. He's like, dragons and transformation and meditations and all kinds of crazy things. I was like, what is he talking about? I need to know. I need to be a part of that. So I did. So I took the plunge, and I found that person that he was practicing. Well, I didn't find him. He directed me to him, but he introduced me to the person that he was training and studying with, and I became a part of their cohort of acupuncturists studying some of the deeper intricacies, and I started studying Qigong. It's okay. So Qigong is basically another way of articulating, talking about, discussing the coordination of mind, breath, and muscle as it relates to the individual. So we're looking at our subconscious, our unconscious mind. We're going into the kind of the deeper recesses of our mind. We're addressing our organ function with certain exercises. We're trying to youthify, to create a word here. We're trying to become this vibrant, vital version of ourselves that is constantly in a state of revivifying and has a different kind of vitality than somebody who's maybe not necessarily addressing their organ function and doing push-ups for their liver or their heart or whatever. So I had met my teacher's teacher, and in a way, so he does these treatments, right? He does these medical Qigong treatments, which I didn't know was like a whole thing in China, where basically it's like kind of an energetic massage, if you will. Like, you lie down, and it's a very light massage, not kind of like deep tissue or like mega elbow massage, but like it's a massage with kind of magical mojo in it. So I went in to go see this, you know, slightly built Chinese man, and they're like, oh, he's so potent. I'm like, I don't know anything about anything, so I'll just take your word for it. So I go in, and I lay on the table, and I get a nice, gentle massage on the back, and we do some weird, like, breathing and meditating, facing each other. The whole thing is kind of weird to me. So, you know, I'm kind of on the table trying to embrace the process and, like, slip into the, be a part of the thing, but I'm also trying not to judge too much what's going on, but I can't help it. I'm like, is this real? What's he doing? What's this? What's that? Which I just think is natural. Sorry, I'm watering the plants in the office. Sorry if it's a little bit loud. And so it was just one treatment I had, and I'm like laying face down. He's doing this breathing thing and working his way down my back with his elbow very gently. And after a few minutes, I just kind of like slipped into this weird dreamy state. It's like interesting. It's like in between asleep and awake, right? Kind of like, I guess somebody would, you know, you could call it the hypnagogic state. I think there's probably a lot of variability and a lot of different things that we can call that place. But it was just something dreamy and interesting and weird about it. So then, you know, he flips me over. We go on, you know, he works on my face and my chest and does some more Qigong on the other side. And I drift off into another kind of little semi-sleep. And then afterwards he goes, okay, now get up, go look at your eyes in the mirror. And I go, and they were so bright. Now, I don't have blue eyes, but there was this like blue sheen to my eyes. They were just like, shwing, like, bright, brilliant, shimmering. It was so crazy. It was very, very cool. And then my friend whom I had driven down with, he got a treatment too, and he came out of the room just like with this big stupid giggle on his face. He's got this great big dumb laugh when he's happy or giddy, right? And we drove home after that from Westchester, and we're just like, wow, just like staring at the world like, wow, that was crazy, man. What the heck was that? And that was kind of the start of my Qigong journey. So anyway, that treatment was called medical Qigong, which is, you know, Qigong, if you want to look at it as vitality practices, or you want to look at it as mind, breath, and muscle coordination, the medical Qigong is the administration or the giving of that, or the done for you version of that, whereby the practitioner affects your mind, affects your breath, and affects your musculature with their mind, their breath, their muscle, right? So they bring you to a meditation, right? And that's kind of how they can help you affect your mind. They bring your breath to a different place by having you do different breaths along with them, which is training the breath, but is also a way of guiding and changing the mind. And then the musculature, you know, they're doing the elbow stuff, they're helping you relax, they're helping you go into the parasympathetic state, whereby, you know, you're going to the rest and digest mode, and you come out of that flight or flight mode that so many of us live in so much of the time, which is crazy. And afterwards you feel super groovy. And there's also like kind of more esoteric mystical things that they do during the thing, like depending on the practitioner, they'll be like, oh, we're gonna work with the energetics of the liver and the great wood cavern, or we're gonna synchronize you with the universe and the sun and moon and stars and all kinds of weird funky monkey stuff. And so I basically went through a training course program where I learned how to do that stuff with other people, how to study Qigong with people and practice it with them and on them, and I guess you could say for them, right? Walking them through that process and helping them adjust their qi. So I got somebody coming in this morning who's excited about that, so I'm kind of prepping up the space for that. So basically, it's like, Reiki I've heard equated to by my teacher as like a fine sandpaper. Like it's not that it doesn't affect the qi or the chi of the body, right? The metabolic forces of the body, the biorhythms and stuff like that. It's not that it doesn't affect that, but it's more of a fine grit sandpaper. So if you're going at a, you know, you got to strip the varnish off of something, you're going to go at it with a different grit of sandpaper at different stages of the process. Reiki is a really great, like, smoothing over, kind of finishing, refining thing. Although I'm sure there's Reiki practitioners out there who would disagree, and that's fine. But in relation to and in the context of other modalities, some of these Qigong modalities are a little bit more, how do you say, a little bit more coarse grit, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're just different techniques. If you looked at like coarse and you know, kind of the crude, rougher parts of the body, like in terms of bone setting, right? If you've ever seen pictures of bones getting reset after a break on on the internet or something, it's super violent. And some of the bone setting and postural realignment, like chiropractic stuff you would see in the world, like that's a more coarse adjustment, right? Like on the microscope, you have a coarse adjustment and you have a fine adjustment, right? You make your broad adjustments and then you make your fine tuning adjustments. So if you've ever tried to get something in focus in a microscope with the fine adjustment, you know it just takes forever and it's just not a large enough swing of the needle, right? You need a big broad swing and then dial it in afterwards. Usually, and of course there's always exceptions, but some of these approaches I think are a little bit more of a coarse sandpaper. That Reiki kind of thing could be a little bit more fine, right? Herbs could be a little bit more coarse, you know, ranging to a little bit more refined, and then acupuncture is even more of a fine grit sandpaper, and the Qigong is a fine grit sandpaper, Reiki would be kind of a fine grit sandpaper, and Qigong can be fine grit too, definitely. So anyway, enough of that. So that's just a little bit of the background, a little bit of the background of what medical Qigong is. So medical meaning practitioner, trained medical practitioner is doing it for you. Qigong meaning basically the practice of living or coordination of mind, breath, and muscle. So, and just real quick to touch on this for a second, if you wanted to experience Qigong, you probably already have. So Qigong, as I say, is the science of living. And if you've ever gone to the gym with more than just lifting a piece of weight, you know, a piece of steel in mind, like going like, I'm going to be strong and I'm going to hold a different mental posture while I'm in there and I'm going to listen to an audio tape about being super magnificent and strong, and then I'm going to, you know, exhale for every movement that I make and inhale in between the movements. Like, there you've coordinated your mind, your breath, and your musculature. So that's Qigong, if you've ever done that. If you've ever gone swimming, you've done Qigong. If you've ever gone running, you've done Qigong. Right? It's, and you know, proper Qigong practice is a little bit more, how do you say, of refining and going into the ins and outs of that. So if you were just, you know, never really thought about it and you were just a triathlete, like, you have a crude understanding of it. And crude not meaning bad or unsophisticated, but rather, excuse me, just the outline, right? And it could be an outline of a sophisticated understanding, but it's just a little bit unrefined, at least in terms of looking at it through the classical lens, the way that this stuff has been studied and understanding the frameworks and the way that the body works. So anyway, this can go so many different ways. I think I'm going to clip it here just to keep it tidy. But thank you for listening, and I hope you appreciate it. Talk soon. Bye-bye.